لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعدها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لساخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حسب ما روي في الوافي الصوم جنة من النار صلوات My subject in these nights is something else, but as usual, in the first night, I talk about the month of Ramadan and some of its important and significant aspects. First of all, tabrik to all of you, respectable brothers and sisters, on the advent of the holiest month in our calendar. The month which is the only month which is mentioned in the entire Quran and the month which is the month of dua and istighfar and rahmat and Quran and munajat and qada and qadr and the month which belongs to the Qiyam and Taharat and Jihad against the nafs. We are invited, the mu'mineen are invited as the guests, and Allah is hosting this invitation for the mu'mineen, and this diyafat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our urufa say, you know, is a diyafatun ruhaniya. It's a spiritual invitation from Allah. He is hosting us as guests, and this hosting belongs to the spirituality and ma'naviyat and the metaphysical blessings. So let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us more of the metaphysical and ma'navi blessings instead of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us physical and maddi blessings and more money, isn't it right? And more health. This is good to have health, there's nothing wrong with that, isn't it right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited us for a ziyafat. So let us benefit from the focus of this diyafat. And this diyafat, the focus of the diyafat is on the ma'navi blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because the kasratul mal and the sihhat, abundance of money and the health, قَدْ يَكُونُونَ كُفَّارًا أَوْ فُسَّاقًا sometimes actually most of the times end up becoming kafir and fasiq, which means anyone who has abundance of money and anyone who has health and well-being, majority of those people who have money and well-being end up becoming fasiq or kafir. So let us not focus on those blessings of Allah which we have already seen and witnessed with our eyes day in and day out, about these two material blessings landing the people in the domain of kufr and fisk. Let us be ravi and pleased with whatever Allah has destined for us and behave in the way of iman and tawakkul towards Allah. Whatever maddi blessings He destined for us, let us be ravi with that much. And here is the time to ask Allah about the metaphysical blessings, forgetting about the material ones. This is not the time for material blessings to be asked. So we find when Prophet went off to Mi'raj, and according to this narration which is mentioned in Bihar al-Anwar, we find that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is telling us, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه Prophet said, "Lamma usri bi ila sama, when I was taken towards the heaven, دخلت الجنة." Prophet said once, "دخلت الجنة فرأيت فيها قصرا من ياقوت أحمر." I entered the paradise and I saw in it. That means inside the paradise. I'm paraphrasing these all the narrations, in this night and all the future nights in my own words, not necessarily the word-by-word translation. يُرَى بَاطِنُهُ مِنْ ظَاهِرِهِ I saw inside paradise a palace of red ruby. يَاقُوتٍ أَحْمَرْ يُرَى بَاطِنُهُ مِنْ ظَاهِرِهِ It's inside, it's hidden, was visible from the outside, from the apparent. And Prophet said that لِضِيَائِهِ وَنُورِهِ because of its glitter and nur, its shine, and because of its shine and nur. وَفِيهِ قُبَّتَانِ مِنْ دُرٍ وَزَبَرْجَدْ and in it were two domes, one of the pearl and the other one was Zabarjad, I think is emerald in English. So Prophet says, فَقُلْتُ يَا جِبْرَئِيلِ لِمَنْ هَذَا الْقَصْرِ I said to Jibreel, to whom does this palace belong? قَالَ هُوَ Jibreel said, this is لِمَنْ أَطَابَ الْكَلَامِ for the one who has tayyib and clean talk, pure talk. وَأَدَامَ الصِّيَامِ and constantly performs fasting, وَأَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ and gives food, وَتَهَجَّدَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ النِّيَامِ and performs the tahajjud in night while the people are sleeping. So قَالَ عَلِيٌّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Amir Mumin alayhi salam said, I said to the Messenger of Allah, وَفِي أُمَّتِكَ مَنْ يُطِيقُ هَذَا Is there anyone in your nation who can do that? That means who is able to achieve this palace. And Prophet replies back, that فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ أَتَدْرِي مَا إِطَابَةُ الْكَلَامِ Do you know what is إِطَابَةُ الْكَلَامِ means talking طَيِّب and pure and clean talk? Do you know what is that? Prophet said once, فَقُلْتُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمْ Imam Ali replied, Allah and His Messenger knows more. قَالَ Prophet said, مَنْ قَالَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ So this is what Prophet is doing, the tafsir of إِطَابَةُ الْكَلَامِ, having طَيِّب talk. So we should say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. This is the best of the Azkar, you know, we know it. This is the best and the most fundamental of all the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the, these are the four Azkar upon which the Holy Kaaba is founded, and Al-Baytul Ma'mur, which is on the fourth heaven, is founded, and also the Arsh of Allah is founded on these four pillars. So this is not part of this hadith. So I'm explaining from the outside of the hadith. And then atadri ma idamatus siyam. Then Prophet said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, do you know what is fasting forever? And Imam Ali alayhi salam replied back to him, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger knows more. So these are part of the adab that we learn. Imam Ali alayhi salam, how he's talking to the Messenger of Imam Ali, has the same knowledge as the Prophet. He's a Babu Madinatul Ilm. Isn't it right? He knows everything that Prophet knows already. This is how we learn, how we talk to our muallim, our teachers. Somebody who is your teacher, that's how we learn and respect our teachers. We are not supposed to speak, we allow the teacher to speak. You know, إِذَا جَلَسْتَ إِلَى الْعَالَمِ وَعِلْمِهِ فَكُنْ عَلَىٰ أَن تَسْمَعْ أَحْرَسْ مِنْكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تَقُولْ تَتَعَلَّمْ حُسْنَ الْاِسْتِمَاعِ كَمَا تَتَعَلَّمْ حُسْنَ الْقَوْلِ. When you sit in front of an alim, that's how we learn. You know, you go to the houses of Islam, any house, and you learn from the teachers. The students are not supposed to speak in front of the teachers. They need to stay silent if they are serious about learning. If they are not serious, they would keep on speaking and speaking, blah, 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 and waste the time of the teacher and their own life as well, more importantly. Isn't it right? The adab of learning and ta'allum in Islam is to stay silent. Stay as much silent as you can in front of the teacher. Let him decide what needs to be said according to his knowledge and wisdom. Because I am jahil, isn't it right? The teacher is knowledgeable. I need to give him a break. Let him decide. So look at the fact, Imam Ali Rasulullah knows the ilmul ghaib. His knowledge is equal to that of Rasulullah. But he is not replying back to the answer when Prophet says, Atadri, do you know? Instead, Imam Ali says, Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger knows more. So Imam Ali is accommodating and allowing Rasulullah to speak and tell. These are part of the adab that we learn. So when the Prophet said, Atadri ma idamatu siyam, do you know what is constantly fasting? And Imam Ali says, Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger knows more. And then Prophet says, Man sama shahra sabr. شهر رمضان ولم يفطر منها منه يوما. Whoever fast the month of patience, month of Ramadan, and did not break a single day of his fasting. Well, obviously breaking a single day does not mean that if you have the uzr and shari, Islamically justifiable excuse, like if you are traveling, which Islam is, Allah is making exempt for the musafir, or if you are marid, isn't it right? Then it's allowed for you to, for the sick person or the person who's traveling, or sisters and their monthly cycle. That's something which is Allah's rulings, and we're not talking about that. Other than that, when we are not traveling, when we are not exempt by the Sharia, and then we don't fast, this is something which is problematic. So if a person fasts in the month of Ramadan, this is how Prophet is doing the tafsir of doing idamatus siyam. Prophet is focusing on the wajibat, on the wajib stuff. Isn't it right? So this is wajib to fast in the month of Ramadan. Atadri ma it'amu ta'am. Again, Prophet asked the question to Imam Ali alayhi salam, do you know what is feeding the food? Imam Ali knows what's it'am at-ta'am, isn't it right? Even our children know what is it'am at-ta'am, giving food to the poor and miskeen and destitute and yatim and widows and all that. Isn't it right? Did Imam Ali give the answer? No. He allows the Rasul to speak. Imam Ali says, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger knows more. So allows him to speak. And then Prophet says that man talaba qala, man talaba li'ayalihi ma yakuffu bihi wujuhahum anil nas. Whoever seeks for his family with which he can protect their faces from the people. That means, in other words, whoever seeks the halal risk earns the halal risk for his family so that he can protect the izzat and dignity of his family from the people, so they don't get insulted, humiliated in front of the community. So if you earn money, you know, from the halal, so you can feed your family, so their dignity is protected in front of the people. This is what his Prophet is doing, the tafsir of it'amu ta'am. Again, he did not mention feeding the poor people at all. He did not mention feeding the yatim and widows in this tafsir. Isn't it right? Prophet is focusing on the wajib stuff. Feeding your family is wajib, on earning the bread is wajib on the husband to do the nafaqah. Isn't it right? So this, you know, this is what we learned, that, and I'm coming to that point, that the most important thing, this little bit more of the hadith remaining, the most important thing to focus in the month of Ramadan is not to do the tilawat of Quran. The most important thing in the month of Ramadan is not reading the du'as, a lot of du'as, which are very, very good to read Quran and very, very good to read the du'as. You just heard in the speech of Imam Ridwanullah alayhi, he mentioned the statement of his teacher, Shaykh Ima. Shaykh Ima, without mentioning the name of his teacher, he used to respect his teacher so much that never used to mention his name. Shaykh Ima, he used to call to Ayatullah al-Uzma, Shaykh Shah Abadi, from whom he learned the ilm al-Irfan. So he said, Shaykh Ima, our teacher used to say that. Our teacher used to call, he was saying that read du'as in the month of Ramadan, because du'as makes a person to move. The month of Ramadan is the month of movement against the zulm, against our desires, against hawa nafs, khahishat nafsani, against the evil, against ashrar, against the shayateen. Is that right? It makes movement. It causes a person to move from his stagnant situation of spirituality and understandings of the religion. So Shaykh Ima, our teacher, used to say, dua moves the person. So he was focusing on the dua, and then he said, our teacher used to say that duas are Qur'anun Sa'id. It's the ascending Qur'an that goes from bottom towards the top. This Qur'an that me and you read is the Qur'anun Nazil, the descending Qur'an that came from there down. Whereas the duas are Qur'anun Sa'id. This is what his teacher used to say. That means it's no less. The contents of dua are no less than the muhtawa and contents and the azamat of the Holy Quran. Isn't it right? When is a statement less and when is a statement more? A statement is less if the speaker doesn't have the guts to talk about high stuff. He doesn't have the knowledge. Doesn't have the taharat al-qalb and ismat. Isn't it right? Knowledge is given according to the level of your taharat in the soul, and directly proportional to the level of your taharat and cleanliness of the soul. Or a statement would be less if the audience doesn't deserve to hear. So you will water down your statement and bring it down to the level of your audience. Where when it comes to the du'as, none of the two apply, because the du'as are speech of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, who are the mazhar and reflection of every name of Allah. Is that right? So there's nothing, no shortage, no deficit in their personality and ruhaniyat. And the audience is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-kamal al-mutlaq, the absolute perfection. So why would the du'as be less than Quran? Why? So we find that then Prophet asked Imam Ali alayhi salam, "Atadri mat tahajjud bil layl?" Do you know what is tahajjud bil layl? Well, every religious person knows about the meaning of tahajjud bil layl, isn't it right? So this is not something complex. Again, we find that أتدري Prophet, when Prophet said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, أتدري ما التهجد بالليل والناس النيام? Do you know what is tahajjud in at night while the people are sleeping? And Imam Ali alayhi salam, in other words, Imam Ali said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam, Allah and His Messenger knows best. And then Prophet says that قَالَ مَنْ لَمْ يَنَمْ حَتَّى يُصَلِّيَ الْعِشَاء. Again, Prophet is not mentioning about the mustahabbat. Please focus on the point that I'm trying to make tonight. Prophet is not mentioning about the mustahabbat. So Prophet says, the person who does not sleep until he prays his Isha, Al-Isha Al-Akhirah, والناس, and the people, من اليهود والنصارى, from the Yehud and Nasara, and other than them, من المشركين, other مشركين are sleeping, نيامٌ, they are sleeping. So someone who doesn't go to sleep unless he's done with his Isha, the last, that means the last prayer, this is what it means by doing tahajjud bil-layl. We could have interpreted tahajjud bil-layl by namaz shab and salatul layl very easily, but Prophet did not do that, isn't it right? The focus is on the wajibat. When Prophet delivers his first sermon or khutbah al-sha'baniya in the final days of the month of Sha'ban, when the Ramadan was about to arrive, the month of Ramadan was about to arrive, and after he was done with his khutbah and sermon, the famous khutbah of the Prophet, al-khutbah al-sha'baniya, Imam Ali alayhi salam asked this question to the Prophet, Ma afdalul a'mal fi hadha shahr? What is the most superior of all the actions in this month? And Prophet replies, Ya Abul Hasan, Afdalul A'mal fi hadha ash-shahr al-wara'u an maharimillah. The most important of the actions in this month is abstaining from the harams of Allah. Prophet did not say the most important thing in the month of Ramadan is reading Quran. Khawarij were also reading Quran. This is something common between us and them that does not distinguish. It's very good to read Quran, but there is still a question mark whether your Quran is considered to be the real tilawat of Quran which Allah was demanding or not, depends on some answer to some other question. So that some other thing is more important. Let's be done with that some other thing first, before we switch to Quran first. That's the whole point that I'm trying to make. Isn't it right? So we find that the most important thing, is al-julusu sa'atan inda muzakaratil ilm khairun min tilawatil Qur'an min isnay ashara alfi marratin. Sitting in a gathering where knowledge is discussed, knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt is discussed, is better than reciting Quran isnay ashara alf, 12,000 times. 12,000 times you read Quran and you keep on piling up that, but that's not superior as compared to sitting in a gathering where the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt is mentioned. So you get elevated in the ilm. So you start doing practicing and you abstain from the harams and keep up the sharia. The best thing, brothers and sisters, before we come to the end of the speech and time of prayers is arriving, is that we abstain from the harams and we uphold the sharia, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the halal and haram of Allah. Nothing of the dua is going to benefit us whatsoever, and nothing of the Quran is going to benefit us whatsoever if I did not abstain from the harams and did not fulfill my fariza and duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is going to benefit in terms of elevating me and higher to the qurb of Allah. The qurb that a person, the closeness that a person can achieve by abstaining from harams and abiding by halal and haram and wajib and haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forget about mustahabbat, forget about makruhat. the highest proximity and closeness that we can, you know, the best thing that we can do is to keep, make sure that we don't end up doing a haram in this month. So we hold ourselves accountable on a daily basis in the month of Ramadan. Is there anything haram that Allah has said it's haram, but I'm still doing it in my life? This is the best ibadah that we can do. You know, I remember, before I come to the end, I remember Ayatullah al-Uzma, Jawad Maliki Tabrizi, one of the greatest ulama of our times. He said, one of the benefits of hunger, Allah has invited us as guests and He keeps us hungry. Allah has invited us as guests and He keeps us thirsty. And then Sheikh Jawad Maliki Tabrizi starts mentioning the benefits of hunger. If Allah gives us tawfiq, inshallah, sometimes we can talk about the list of benefits of hunger in Islam. One of the benefits that he mentions is that because of the hunger, we end up having tafakkurun sa'ib, the correct way of brainstorming and thinking. That's one of the benefits of hunger. When we end up having correct tafakkur, that's how we can do the correct worship towards Allah, and we end up doing the natija of tafakkur is amal and action. Isn't it right? So we will make sure the muqaddimat of amal are performed correctly, and the natija of tafakkur, which is action, is performed. This is what, because tafakkur again is about haraka, is movement. When you think, it motivates. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to abstain from the harams in this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do the wajibat in this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to recite the Holy Quran and the du'as and all the rest of the ibadat and things that make us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين